Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to two Lebanese security sources, an Israeli strike on Beirut has killed Iran-backed Hezbollah's media relations chief, Mohammed Afif. Explosions and rocket flares were also seen rising over the southern village of Qiyam on Sunday, where Israel and Hezbollah have been exchanging fire. The Iran-backed group said it fired on several Israeli military bases around the coastal city of Haifa. Medics said a strike killed at least 10 people in the Borej camp in the central Gaza Strip early Sunday morning. Jihad Aid lost his nephew in the strike. These are innocent children in their homes, safe and peaceful, who have nothing to do with any of the problems that occurred in the Gaza Strip. Four other people were killed in the Nubai Nuzarat camp. Pope Francis has called for an investigation to determine if Israel's attacks in Gaza constitute genocide. According to excerpts released Sunday from an upcoming book ahead of the Pontiff's Jubilee year, Israel has denied accusations of genocide. The Israeli military issued call-up notices to more members of the ultra-Orthodox community on Sunday as it fights on its southern and northern borders. The Supreme Court ruled in June that the Defense Ministry could no longer grant blanket exemptions to Jewish seminary students from the conscript military. Leaders of the rapidly growing ultra-Orthodox community say that forcing them to serve alongside secular Israelis, including women, risks destroying their identity as religious Jews. Israel's public broadcaster Kan reported Sunday that some rabbis were urging those who received notices to refuse. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, one civilian was killed in a Ukrainian drone attack on Russia's border region of Belgorod, the regional governor said on Sunday. This is VOA News. People in Senegal are voting in a parliamentary election that will decide whether the country's president will be able to carry out ambitious reforms 6 months after he was voted in on an anti-establishment platform. Mademba is a student and a voter. It's one of the only ways we can really have an impact on society, and I think that if we don't vote, we couldn't really complain about what happens in society afterwards. Voting allows us to participate in Senegal's future. Senegal's president's political party currently does not hold a majority in the assembly, which he says has blocked him from executing the promised reforms. In September, he dissolved the opposition-led parliament, paving the way for Sunday's snap legislative election. U.S. President Joe Biden will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest on Sunday as he flags the dangers of global warming, often dismissed by Donald Trump, who enters the White House in January, vowing to scrap measures to fight climate change. Biden is traveling from Peru to Brazil to meet with local leaders working to preserve the Amazon before he flies to Rio de Janeiro for a summit of the group of 20 major economies addressing issues from hunger and poverty to global governance and climate change. Chinese citizens in China's Wuxi city on Sunday called on authorities to do more to help people after a stabbing a day earlier left 8 people dead and injured 14. According to local police, the suspect, a 21-year-old man and a former student of the Wuxi Vocational College of Arts and Technology, went on a deadly stabbing spree on Saturday after becoming angry over not getting his graduation certificate and failing an exam. Local resident Xu. I feel that in our current society, there is more general violence now. Everyone's mental health is not as healthy as before. I think there is also a reason why most young people are reluctant to get married, because they may not be able to guarantee their own survival, not to mention the future, like having children and education. The attack comes just days after the deadliest attack in the country in a decade, in the city of Shuhai on Monday, when a 62-year-old man rammed his car into a crowd outside a sports stadium, killing 35 people. A powerful typhoon has wrecked houses, caused towering tidal surges, and forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee to emergency shelters as it barreled across the northern Philippines in the sixth major storm to pound the Southeast Asian country in less than a month. Typhoon Manyi slammed into the eastern island province of Catanduanes on Saturday night with sustained winds of up to 201 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 79 kilometers per hour. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.